chapter 11. Krakulat withdrew his crow brethren to a place where the horde of Swart Sixclaw could not see them. They settled behind low hillocks, waiting for nightfall. The crow leader had been off hunting with his brethren when the weasels Scarback and Marble had slain his mother with sling stones. Fearfully, the old ones reported the murder to Krakulat on his return, and the savage crow's rage and grief had been awesome, more so when his scouts reported back to him on the dreadful end his mother's body had met. Krakulat decided to take his vengeance without regard to life and limb, and once his initial rage had subsided, he planned the time and place his brethren would strike. Swart had suddenly become a great warlord, and the toast of the horde. Never, not even in the Eastlands, had the horde beasts known such a delightful spot. There was a broad stream, fruit trees, and an abundance of edible vegetation. The fact that no birds were to be seen was forgotten when Agal, the stoke captain, speared a large fat chub in the stream. The vermin soldiers and their families flocked to the water and drank, sported and splashed, some catching water shrimp, others hunting caddisworm and tadpoles. Fires were lit, tents were pitched, and a holiday atmosphere prevailed. Using a tent canvas under the Vixen Nightshade's supervision, a team of soldiers dragged the stream, bringing in a goodly catch of chub, dace, perch, and even a big old pike. The six-clawed ferret sat beneath a shady tree, painting glowing pictures of the good times ahead to his officers. Swart's unobtrusive wife, Bluefen, scurried about, serving fruit and fish. Swart hardly noticed her.
"This is only the start,"
he said.
"Give me one good season, travelling south and west, and every beast in the land will be flocking to my banner. You'll see."
"Southwest, eh? Is that where the badger is?"
Scraw the Rat, now a captain, mused idly. The good mood of Swart Sixclaw suddenly dissipated, and his voice became a questioning snarl.
"Who told you about the badger?"
Scraw was not intimidated by the warlord's ill humour.
"Some of those beasts you were running with before you came to the tents of Lord Bowflegg,"
he answered.
"They say the badger is young, but a great warrior, fearless in battle."
Swart leaned forward anxiously.
"What else do they say? Tell me."